Welcome to the Big Hot Show. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, we've got...
Ben.
Blake.
Marcus.
First, before we get into this, we got to make a couple of announcements. They're a little change to the show's format. Usually I edit these shows, and they're about an hour, and I pare them down to like the 30 funniest minutes. Problem with that is that I'm just lazy, and I don't edit, and they just never get released. So, I mean...
You know... Us doing this at the start is sort of like when someone prefaces talking to you by saying, I don't mean to sound like a racist misogynist,
but I mean,
expectations
Mexican people do smell
are
bad.
Going through the floor as we speak.
So anyway, to get this content to you guys faster and more regularly, I'm not going to edit it anymore. Start and go. That's it. Unless one of us says something insanely horrible, I'm not going to edit this anymore. So this is your Big Hot Show for Monday, May 30th, 2011. Let's start things off right. I'm just going to go through my book of ideas, my idea book, and see what you guys think. Circumcision.
Oh, dear.
It's a weird thing, circumcision, if you think about it, right?
It's a dumb thing.
True story.
Okay, now,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, all is it? Now, I don't know if it's limited to Christianity, is it?
No,
not at all, actually.
Okay, but it's been around for a long time, and a lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? But you're not, like, from a medical perspective, I've always heard, it's really not any healthier.
No, it's actually less healthy.
No, yeah. That, really?
No,
that's not
me making that up either. I was reading a thing the other day, because I read news about foreskins.
Why not? Right?
They were saying presence of the foreskin helps prevent transmission of certain kinds of diseases, not necessarily STDs, but bacterial diseases.
Well, here's what I want to know. Circumcision knowledge. Didn't know we'd be getting all this. But, okay, so I read a stat the other day that that circumcisions are down by 30%. Like, it's not cool anymore to circumcise your child.
Those are the same people who believe that, like, vaccinations give your kids, like, autism or something. Those kids.
I mean, if it's a stat, it's a stat. I'm pretty sure it's real because I wrote it drunkenly in my telephone. All right, this is a real
no,
stat.
I
believe you, definitely. I'm not necessarily saying that those are like actually
informed
guesses.
Well, it does
kind of
seem like it. I mean, okay, but I can see that making sense, though. I mean, let's say arguably our generation in this postmodern world is less, you know, sacred, more secular, mm-hmm. and maybe people aren't doing it as much.
No, Great Britain, wasn't it Great Britain that is now like a large chunk of them, maybe half of them,
yeah, right,
are now
right.
non-religious.
It's like just in America because we have such a Christian base. So my point is, I'm getting at, when I'm 40 and I'm trying to fuck 20-year-old bitches,
right.
Is my dick going to be weird then? They're going to be like, where's the rest of it? What...
You're gonna
what do
be,
I do?
You're going to be like a walking cultural relic.
Look it's at like, this. Look, the dinosaur with his foreskin removed.
You can ask a woman if she's ever wanted to travel back in time and then show her your old wrinkled dick. And she will mace you immediately. Well, you know, and they say that that having a foreskin... boy, we didn't even wait to get into dicks this week.
Really?
Not even.
It was the first note in my phone.
I can't imagine.
This written the 19th of last month.
I'm sure it's not the last time. But, you know, they say that having a foreskin allows the penis to be more sensitive and to enjoy sex more. Well,
really? Does it?
I don't know. I've never been
like,
able to A-B it.
You got your penis underneath that, right? It seems like the penis would have all the, you know... fun bits.
That's the thing. So, like, your fun bits. If you don't have, look, I'm in the forward thinking part of America. I've got all of me down there. I'm 100% natural.
I didn't think
baby.
I was gonna find that out in the first
three
minutes
that
of
is
this
true.
That's right.
That's
right. Well, you announced that you don't have that part. So whatever.
Well, but that's the norm. I mean, I'm not trying. Freak, but
I had some hippie parents. They're like, "Fuck you, God."
I think that circumcision is the norm in America.
I'm sure.
So
it
far,
is.
So
I'm
good.
Sure
yeah.
Is.
Have you ever had somebody like, "Hey, what's there's too much
had,
of that down there"?
I've had girls that
gasp.
I've had more than one girl say, "I've never seen one with a foreskin on it before," and I'm like, "Well,
by more than one, do you mean two?
I mean one." But she looks different in every dream.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, supposedly it actually increases the pleasure for the woman too.
But no one really knows
Wait,
that.
Having it or not having it?
Having it. Mm-hmm. It's like,
oh,
an,
okay.
I guess like, well, yeah, if you don't, but being, that's also if you're not wearing a condom.
I hate to be crude. Like, it really matters at this point. Like, but it's like an ultra ribbed condom. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it provides.
No,
like,
no, I don't. Could you describe it in detail for me?
Go to hell.
Well, look, I've got that, and it doesn't look anything at all like an ultra ribbed condom. It looks like a.
It looks. No, it's have not you ever seen, to us.
Have you ever seen Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, God. I didn't think you were going there. With I really didn't. Inc.
You know Mike Wazowski? You know, yeah. Mike Wazowski, the big green eyeball?
Yeah.
That's what your dick looks like?
It's, like if he, if it's like if he was jumping in and out of a paper sack over and over.
Oh, dear God.
I like to apologize to everybody for this new format.
Can I just say
because there's nothing
that,
I can
like,
do. I can't take it back
like,
now.
I've heard it compared to a Shar Pei, but like I've never heard it compared to that.
A leading Pixar character.
That's insane.
Well, you know it happens.
Let's see. Oh, I've already said that joke. I forget some of these we mentioned on old podcasts, and I kind of want to skip over. Let's talk on to another topic.
Dicks.
This one I just wrote in my phone. I don't remember how I got there. Duck rape.
I'm for it.
Yeah, why not?
These are again, facts that people tell me, and I don't know if they're true or not, but I just accept them. But ducks have an unusually large like incidence of rape.
Is that so?
In the duck kingdom.
Mm.
Why? How? Why is there duck rape going on? I mean, do ducks have really tight vaginas or something? What's the secret?
What does that have to do with rape?
I'm about to say, I'm very confused.
You know, I know things about sex, you guys.
You know, I don't think there's like rape profiling. Like,
okay, but some species
do they like
have higher rapes than others, and apparently ducks do.
But is it
is there a rapist?
Wait a minute. How do you know if it's against a duck's will? Like, does a duck sound?
Duck court?
Does it sound that different if it likes it or it doesn't like it?
Your Honor, you should have seen the way she was flipping. I mean, come on, she's asking for it.
Let's seen her be plumage? Honest. We all wanted to hear her quack that night. Oh, that's awful. Oh, but really, I mean, how do I don't even understand. Like, I want to know. Well, no, I don't really want to know.
I'm legitimately confused.
I'm
maybe that's
scared.
How we should like stop people from raping other humans. We just like wean them on ducks.
Oh, right? No. I don't think that is an appropriate measure at all, actually. No.
They can't hear you nod, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't want them to know I was agreeing with you.
A couple of weeks ago, I got my credit card was stolen. Right.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, well, everybody's like, oh my God, are you all right? Like, I got hit by a bus or something. But, you know, and this woman called me because, you know, we're here in the South and she calls me up and not to, you know, hate, but this woman, you know, Mr. Buck, there has been some unusual activity on your card and I just wanted to ask you a few questions. If you could call me back, it'd be great. And she left her number. And I'm thinking, I know that a computer just caught this. Like, you're not CSI Miami on my account. I detected some unusual activity with my advanced forensic skills. I mean, have you guys ever had a problem with that?
My Dell flashed a yellow exclamation point at me. Well, I get it because I don't have very much money, so I don't buy things right. very often. Mm. But sometimes what
have
I
you
do...
You heard of the internet? You can get anything on it.
Well, that's the problem. Well, I mean, yeah. Hey,
can I just interject for a second? If you buy something on Amazon by like 4 o'clock and you have Amazon Prime, it's there in the morning.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
It's great.
I've lost my mind. That's How is insane. That even possible?
Well, okay. So the thing is, I don't necessarily buy a lot of things often unless I find a lot of cheap things.
Okay.
So sometimes, you know, it's like 2 a.m, you've been drinking and they have those bulk deals where it's like $5 for 20 pounds of pens. And so I've done that. And that always flags on the credit, like stupid purchases.
Yeah.
But so they'll call me and depending on if I use my credit card or my debit card, I either get the Southern woman or the fucking T-1000 where it's like, we have some things to review with you. Please call us back. And then it's just like 1-888-4-5.
Okay, you call people on the phone, right? This is, and like you get the voicemail, right? And they're like, hey, what's up? It's Blake. Leave me a message at the beep. And then what are you getting? At the tone to leave your message. Who is like so confused they have to be explained twice how to use voicemail? It'd be like getting a text and it's like, if you want this person to hear what you said, press 1. If you would not, press 2. Like, what if you just, it rang a couple of times and then it beeped and you, everyone would know you just leave a message then.
Well, it's not that different from an answering machine.
Yeah, you know, it's like, the same exact thing, actually, as an answering machine.
You youngins. Like, the idea behind answering machine was somebody said, hey, we're not here, leave a message. Right. Beep. That's it. So the idea is it's just a giant centralized answering machine.
But even if there's a beep, I mean, if you called somebody and you heard a beep, you would assume that's a voice.
I would assume that I was being tracked.
Right? Yeah, I think so, maybe.
Government's on me, man.
I wouldn't like it at all.
Can we go back to the credit card situation, though? Like, I'm legitimately very fucking concerned because I've bought $200 jeans before. My credit card's never been flagged, ever.
Oh, they probably have a little thing in your account awful. Where it says, this just buys dumb
crazy shit.
What
all the
hell
time?
Is this about?
Like, she doesn't know how to manage her money.
Very concerned.
But with me, they think I'm a 71-year-old just guy that lives in a cave
what
somewhere.
The fuck?
And they're like, he bought 21 pounds of pen, 7 packs of underwear, and 41 feet of dental floss online.
Also,
We better make sure he spent all $6.
Also, pornographic DVDs and black duct tape. Oh, but dear God. That's fine.
I like what I like.
Now, I wanted to just digress here for a moment. Uh-huh. Your name is Blake.
That's a true story. My name is Blake. Yeah. Oh, no, actually, your name is not Blake.
We've discussed this. Don't you do this to me.
However, that is not your real name. I'm so sorry. You can't even delete this.
Okay, it's Blake Lee my apologies. On my birth certificate.
True story.
Blake.
My name is Blake on my birth certificate.
I got blakebuck.com.
So,
I got a website that's got the name on it.
Legit, right here.
The internet proves.
But to me, Blake is a boy's name.
Yeah.
You're not
the
a boy.
First to say that.
So did you get beat up as a kid? You're like, oh, hey, my name's Blake. Die. This is the meanest school ever.
No, I wasn't actually picked up because of my name at all. I kicked some major ass in elementary school.
See,
true story.
I don't believe it.
True fucking story. The first day of kindergarten, my dad had to pick me up early because I
murdered 6 students that day.
Censor maybe you're not going to. Andrew Frederick, I'm just going to put that out there. His ass. First day of kindergarten.
Is that someone I know? I don't even
know.
No,
not at all, but I'm putting it on the internet, so that is what it is.
He's like, son of a bitch!
He's like, what?
I got my ass kicked by a girl with some sort of gender issue in kindergarten.
Because he picked up my cousin Matthew, and I couldn't handle it.
Well, that I don't think that qualifies as kicking lots of ass.
It does.
When I was in fourth grade, I hit a kid in the face with a chalk eraser. That doesn't mean that I'm a fucking violent homicidal maniac.
I think you understand. It earned me like major street cred. And I ended up wearing, you know what? That's
you lived on the coast of Mississippi. Street cred is like,
oh man, the mean.
Sometimes I don't even ride in a Cadillac.
You don't understand. Gulfport, not even close.
Oh, well, there's only 3 Mississippi towns on the coast.
The rest of them are just trailer collectives.
Well, that's a true story too. But
the American
still.
Dream. I was talking to my mom the other day. She was like, Blake, wouldn't it be fun to get a mobile home and drive around the country? And I was like, you know, you're like one small step from trailer park at all times of your life. As soon as you run out of gas, that's where you live for the rest of your life.
Yes. My you
dad.
Get excited because state parks have free hookup to dump out all your feces.
Man, I got a load of shit and I'm just looking for somewhere to dump.
That means that at some point you drive around with a tank full of doo-doo.
That is really, wow.
Like, that happens.
Certainly something.
And then on top of that, like old people have old people doo-doo. Like, that smells real weird.
Does that ever, like, you're like, it's so full, you're like, well, we got to dump, but we're full. We're full on shit. Our tank's full of shit. We can't, I'm sorry, you got to shit outside.
I can't imagine taking a shit in a moving vehicle. Like, that's an idea that's beyond me.
That sounds awful.
You've never shit on a bus? You've never been on like a bus trip?
I've never shit on a bus. I've never shit on a train. Every time I've been on a train, the one time I was on a train.
I've never shit on a plane.
I got real drunk and passed out before I could even have to think about shitting.
One time there was a minor earthquake, refused to shit.
I'm definitely not shitting in an airplane. I don't even trust how that works.
Definitely not. That's awful.
Okay, getting back to the name thing. So
what?
So, well, this is more, okay, so my name is Blake Buck. And when
it is not Blake
when
Buck.
Shut up. When I signed up for Twitter, somebody already had Blake Buck, and they were impersonating me being someone else. Have I talked about this before?
You told me about it.
I don't think that's true.
Somebody was they're like, my name's Blake, and I like butter, and I'm an idiot. Somebody was making.
Oh,
they had
so they
a,
were
my
impersonating
picture,
you.
They had my picture, and it was really funny. But
so but you were mad that they were getting credit for being right, funny.
They were getting my hits or whatever. Like, I give a shit now, but at the time I really cared for some reason.
Hey, it's important to get hits on the internet.
So the best way to do that is get on the sex offender list.
I hear that web traffic equals revenue.
You won't believe it. If you search my name, there's one site that comes up right at the top. I'll let you guess which one.
.gov is trusted by Google Chrome.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. So I emailed Twitter. And I was like, this person's impersonating me.
Did you really?
And
wow.
Can I get the account back? Well, this was before Twitter. See, this Twitter was still kind of small then.
Okay.
And I'm an internet celebrity for years here. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Twitter's this new thing to you. But. So they said, well, we can't ban or block the account, but we can block searches for Blake Buck. So if you search for anything Blake Buck now, even though afterwards the person, like, I found out I was trying to get and they returned the account to me and gave me the password and stuff. But now Blake Buck is forever blacklisted on
That's
Twitter.
Hysterical.
And if you search it, you will get nothing. Zero. I'm thinking, should I change it? Or is that like a, I don't know.
I feel like you should probably just, no, I think you should just email Twitter again and be like, hey,
so maybe.
you want to undo that? Although now they'd be like, you're not Shaquille O'Neal. We don't care.
That's true.
Well, the real Shaq.
Dude, he used to be my favorite. And then he just talked about nonsense, but it was really funny.
No, I fucking love following Shaquille O'Neal. It's hysterical.
Is he still funny?
He's so funny. He and Gary Busey are my two favorites.
You know what my favorite thing on Twitter is, and I don't really like Twitter, but it's this account called Yelling Bird. And about twice a month,
oh dear,
it's just all caps terrible things about like raping children in a church. And the picture is just a picture of like a little yellow bird.
Oh my god.
Favorite, I have one that's just like that. That's my favorite Twitter account. It's called NBA Jam Announcer.
Yes.
And just maybe every couple of days I get Monster Jam.
That would brighten my day instantly.
Oh my god,
only
absolutely.
20 phrases that he says in the game. So he has to loop them.
He's heating up.
Yeah. Slams it in. That's
but that would be like, that's like electronic Prozac. Like, you read that and you are in a good mood.
Yeah, what? Just imagine 100 years ago, right? You've got like Mark Twain. It's like, in the future, we'll laugh at people referencing video games on social networking sites, Mark Twain. He would have killed himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's like, I don't know. What do you think about dark skinned people?
Is that your Mark Twain accent?
That's my people
good
from the past
Twain
accent.
Really? Yeah, anyone from the past, cavemen? Ah, yes. I'm gonna go cook me a steak.
When I last bashed that woman over the head with a club, it was a glorious time.
Yeah, anybody who's just not American is British, basically. Yeah,
absolutely.
Even old. Wait, Mark Twain was American.
Shh, don't do this.
I hope.
Don't you disgrace his name. Do you guys remember? And here in Mississippi, we've had some bad weather, and certainly the whole South has had some bad weather. But I was thinking, man, okay, tornadoes kill all these people all the time, right? And I was thinking, for all our knowledge and all, we know how the internet and we got all sorts of technology beyond our wildest dreams, go to the moon, land on the moon, you know, jerk off on the moon, whatever we do. We can't stop the weather from killing us.
Yes.
We're really stupid. Why can't we stop it?
Well,
that's been a problem since the very first man, right?
I have a very unpopular opinion on this. And it's not true for everybody, but when it comes through Mississippi or Alabama and you see a lot of people get ravaged by tornadoes.
Oh, dear.
Those people, they could have gotten out of the way. And now here's what I mean.
No, wait.
Now here's why I say this. Hold on. Not everybody. Some people are just like, they're in a house and that sucks. But do you know what got really fucked up with all the flooding, for instance, in Memphis? Trailer parks.
Right, it's always the trailer parks.
Well, they live in trailer parks, and they're like, "Oh, I live in a bread box in the middle of nowhere, and nobody's gonna be able to come save me. Let's just ride this fucker out."
That's anecdotal. That's not everyone who. Well,
how long have you lived in this state?
By
I lived in a trailer.
They don't have trees, which I wouldn't say help fight against tornadoes, but I guess it gives some shelter from wind. Wooded. I mean, look at.
But they have like,
on the internet, you can't look, but there are trees around my house that would provide some wind protection. It seems like cities don't get hit near as
dear
hard.
Dear internet,
as, like,
I don't really think
lands.
That. I was just being controversial and silly.
That's completely true.
Goddamn.
If you live in a trailer, send an email to Blake Buck at bighotshow.com.
Oh, no way. I'm not going to talk about that one yet. These don't make sense. I went to. Oh wait, we talked about this last time.
What's that?
But I'll mention it again. I went to a Double Decker, which is an arts festival, music arts, you know, crafts festival we have here in Oxford. And the little downtown area, they shut down. There's all these vendors and stuff. And I just hate it.
Why?
Right. That's what I asked myself.
Why
I'm like,
on earth?
This is a fun thing that everybody's supposed to enjoy. And I just fucking hate it so goddamn much. It's like so family friendly and bring the kids and we're going to have a good time. It's like,
well, it's because when anybody's under the, look, when anybody's under the age of 12, you can't be within 1,000 yards. So that's,
that's true story.
I understand. Like it just, it keeps you from the bars. It keeps you from your one love and life.
That's the all I've got. Just going to those bars and they're where the kids are. You know, I guess what I'm getting is like, it's how like in the South, I guess really everywhere though, we mix like drinking and, let's say, not dangerous, but deviant behavior with family fun stuff.
I am, what?
Sure.
Deviant behavior.
You're
like
trying to tell, drinking is deviant behavior. Okay, people get wasted at Double Decker, and yet they're there with their kids. And that's fun. That's like the point of it. To get, me and my husband or wife are going to go and get wasted and cart the kids around.
Or like if you go to an amusement park. Which that's a thing for kids, and then they sell beer and liquor.
Yeah, it's like
Get drunk in the hot, ungodly sun and lead your kids around. You're trying to keep them safe from roller coasters taking their heads off, or like them not knowing what they're doing and drowning in a pool full of just syphilis and because those wave pools are just filled with just sad diseases.
It's like if you're married, it's like. You don't get to drink and party anymore. It's like,
or at least
it's like, this is their one.
No.
Like, oh, I'm a college student again. I'm gonna come and get.
If you're married, you
kids.
Totally do. You need to because otherwise you'll kill that person.
Otherwise,
if you have a kid, no, you don't get to be a cool parent. Yeah, like you don't get to be a quote unquote cool parent. Mm. You don't get to fucking sneak off and do a couple lines of blow before you take your kid over to the Ferris wheel. That's not an option. Not an option. You don't get to. And the reason is because you're like, oh, but my kids are really going to appreciate this when they grow up. No, they're going to be in jail at 16 because they started cooking meth downstairs and they beat up their first girlfriend.
Well, who wouldn't these days?
Well,
these women be talking.
What? Excuse me.
I'm Blake. Talking. You're not. Calm down.
Excuse me.
Cult 45. I think we talked about this the other day.
I don't know, but I love it. But, I'll talk about it every day.
But Cult 45 has a new slogan.
Yes, they do.
And it is Cult 45 every time.
Oh, dear.
Every time.
I don't understand it.
It's a paradox.
What does it mean? That's what I think. It's like higher level thinking. They're like, man, Einstein didn't quite finish the theory of quantum relativity. Boom, Cult 45 in the year 2011. Every time is Cult 45. It's like, I've been reading some books on Zen lately. And it's like, it's the same bullshit about how like shit just loops, right? You know what I mean? Like, you just have logic that loops on itself. Like, you are, and you also are not deep.
Well, here's the other thing. And like we've talked about this before, but the one thing that I keep thinking about it is Stephen Hawking.
Right.
Brilliant guy, right? Lots of
get from this.
I don't immediately think of Stephen Hawking.
It's been 45 is Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, you know what? Actually, fuck that. Get rid of Billy Dee Williams, put Stephen Hawking on the billboard.
You know how they got rid of Tony Hawk? Tony Hawk is done? Stephen Hawk. But it's a
Stephen,
wheelchair.
Stephen Hawking's pro wheelchair skater 3.
Oh, no.
Oh, you did a 71-foot grind on your sweet-ass chair.
Oh, no.
He could ollie, but he
does
can't
he
move.
Have to wear... Does he have to wear pads? Oh, no. That's the question.
Oh, well, because sure.
he can't feel it.
You gotta have an assistant who comes and puts you back in the chair too. That's kind of lame.
No, they just have you.
Maybe the shortest game. Oh, I failed this trick, and you just like lay there until you die.
But wait, what if his chair just moves like I assume it does in real life? I've never actually met him, but just real slow, like a Walmart wheelchair. Uh-huh. And he's like, "I'm going to grind," and then he's just.
Oh my god!
Low adrenaline, extreme sports.
Somebody, look, video game world, get on that. You can just send me the check in the mail.
There are people who are afraid of fast. Hey, talking about fast. I got something
fast?
We need to talk about.
Okay, what you got?
Dear.
Something that rhymes with fast.
Oh, dear.
I was reading online the other day, this online feminist publication, which I totally, like, I'm totally on board with most of what they say, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But they had this article about fat acceptance.
Oh, God.
And wow, I see somebody's going to be supportive of whatever I say here. Fat acceptance. And first of all, they didn't clarify what they meant by fat. They just said fat. And the idea behind it was
the nice fat.
Oh, no. That was
in the mid-90s.
Sinbad was actually writing the article. Right. And well, they were saying that we as a culture.
Wouldn't it be funny to do a whole like Sinbad set?
Yes. It would be very,
let's just scrap all of our stuff for tomorrow and do a Sinbad set.
Can we dress like Sinbad circa like 92?
Yes. Windsuits.
Windsuits and one giant dangling golden earring.
Oh, man.
Man, what's the deal with graffiti? It's all like on the walls and stuff. Quit doing that. Wisdom from Sinbad.
That's all I got. I don't know. I actually, yeah.
All right, back to what you were talking about.
So they were talking about fat acceptance. And I'm going to think about Sinbad the whole time I do this. Talking about fat acceptance and the idea that we as a culture need to learn to accept fat people. I can't get totally on board with that. Now, I can get partly on board with it in so much as there's a wide variety of acceptable ways to look. You know, you turn on the TV, you see the 98-pound girl with the ribs and you watch her digest yesterday's meals. That's disgusting. That's not healthy.
Oh, man.
We shouldn't accept that. But when you're talking about people that are on...
That pipe was too big.
People on Maury Povich that like, oh, they had to get cut out of a chair in order to go to the hospital. And actually, I was reading about this the other day, that a guy had to get cut out of a chair to get taken out of his house. He'd been in the same chair for years.
What?
And he had maggots burrowing into the backside of his flesh.
Damn. Why did you say that?
Hey, guess what? That's not acceptable. You don't get to do that.
Okay, I don't think that by this magazine promoting
obviously they're not talking about
the verge of death.
They have to. There has to be a clear distinction, because there's even a point where they're like, big is beautiful, but you've got high cholesterol and you have trouble breathing.
No, at the same time, being overweight is not that unhealthy. It's not unhealthy.
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying there has to be a distinction, and the distinction can't just be grouping in everybody who's bigger than 105 pounds, because it's not, there's a continuum. Oh,
here's what bothers me about this. Okay, you see like Tyra Banks on her show is like, everybody's beautiful, and then, you know, everybody, all the fat chicks in the audience are clapping and stuff, and it's like, okay. But at the same time, there is a minimum weight you have to be for me to be sexually attracted to you. I'm sorry. It's
Are
just
you
like, a, that's a fact.
What? Yeah, no, if you weigh like 94 pounds, I think that you have a disease.
Out of here.
And I blow at you and you float away.
Okay, imagine a dude who's like 100, I mean, one of these like Maury Povich cases, who's 300 pounds.
Sure. I'm certainly not going to say that I'm going to approach the biggest guy in the bar. Definitely not. I'm going to approach the one that I'm most attracted to. However, I won't necessarily deny him any access to activity because
I'm not saying that fat people should be locked up and beaten. But I'm saying we need, there's a point where it's like, if you are happy, okay, but you do realize your life will be shorter because you didn't lose those 15 pounds.
No, sure. Education in general.
My point is that if I'm not sexually attracted to you, I shouldn't feel guilty about that.
No,
right?
You shouldn't feel guilty about that at all.
And that's what I feel like a lot of this, like, oh, fat is beautiful thing. It's like, you should feel sexually attracted to me, but I don't know how that shit works, right? Some days I'm sexually attracted to...
yourself.
Miller High Life. I mean... But I mean, okay, but I'm not trying to get weird, but like, you know, I fuck dudes. But, you know, I don't understand fully how sexual attraction works, so I shouldn't feel bad that, oh, you're too big for me. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. But I certainly don't think that we should necessarily say that women who are...
No, it's not even about women. Okay, I mean,
just people.
It's about
people. However,
and I understand that women are totally like not treated the same here. Not even close. I get that.
Not even
I got a little bit of belly fat and like whatever.
The general knowledge is that men value physical attractiveness more than women, and women value status more than men. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, that is.
So, I mean, I guess that makes sense, right?
Sure.
That we have, I guess, higher standards for physicalness?
Yes.
Well,
maybe, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's external to like biology. It's not like because I have a dick, I don't care about what a woman is or does. But it's that for the last 26 years, I've lived in a society that said, hey, look at these women. Hey, look at these women. It doesn't matter what they do because they're going to stay at home and cook.
Sure, definitely. And
we
I'm certainly
can only
not
hope.
Saying that, like, it's like, I am, you know what? Maybe I should just play the fifth.
Oh, come on. No, this sounds like shit's about to get real. That's what people say. They're like, maybe I just shouldn't say this. That's when real shit happens. Come on. What do we got?
I think that the idea of beauty being something that is weightless, that is sizeless, et cetera, is something that's really fantastic and very progressive. And I absolutely agree.
I'm not saying they can't be beautiful. Well, because it seems like it borders on fetishization of unhealthiness.
Okay, but let me ask you, you're trying to say that all these other things matter, right? But you're trying to say, you're trying to say like physicalness is not a key part.
No, not at all, actually. Definitely not.
But I think to dudes, it is, at least to some. I mean, would you disagree with
that? No, I think what she's saying is that there should be no boundaries as to what is.
No. Well, what I'm saying.
I can't understand you because you're a woman.
What I am.
What is it saying right now? Translate.
Can you write it down in a monosyllabic iambic pentameter?
Wow. No, what I will say, however, is that I think the idea of attraction is definitely something that's malleable. And I think that we live in a culture that promotes the idea of very unhealthy behavior. And so in order to change that culture, we have to do a whole lot to do that. Right.
Right.
And so accepting necessarily like what's going on with bodies and weight, et cetera, and turning that into something that is valuable and that is something that you can actually like work with is something that's very progressive.
Really? But it's
unless you can change the culture at large. Well, then
that's just making symptoms not symptoms. Look, we live in a society where, like in America, what is it? 30 something percent of Americans mm-hmm. are overweight, and sure. a large percentage of them are obese.
Right.
Obese. That means that you are unhealthy because of how big you are.
Can I say that I'm overweight according to BMI
charts?
Well,
no, BMI is bullshit. I'm overweight.
I don't think I'm overweight at all.
And the internet can't see either of us, but we're not.
Sure,
we're obviously
sure,
not.
Absolutely not, right.
I look like Stick Stickly.
I don't.
I just happen to be 71 feet tall. I know. It's like, it's bad.
Like a Stick Stickly, but you would not want him on a children's show.
Maybe you would.
Damn it, you wouldn't.
Well, we talk about the difference between men and women, but you know, to me, I was at the bar the other day, and mm-hmm. I was waiting to go in the bathroom, and I had to pee really bad. And then out of the girls' bathroom, what happens?
It was actually me that came out. No, like it was.
Three girls come out of the bathroom at the same time.
I don't know.
Why is it okay for like girls to be like, oh, hey, we can all like, do you use the restroom together? Like literally, one of you shitting while you're like, I'm powdering my nose and shit? Because this bathroom I know only has one stall. It's not like, you know, there's a couch and you're talking at the mirror. This is just like a stall and one room.
Why not? Yeah, absolutely.
Girls shit together. That's not a big deal.
That's not a big deal at all.
if me and Ben and Marcus came out of the bathroom like, man, that was great. We all took our shits. Let's get back to the bar, ladies. Good seeing you. High fiving them on the way.
We are not taking any ladies home that night.
What is the difference?
Because we would have otherwise.
Why? I guess there's like a
social dichotomy, dude.
I don't know. What's the difference?
Let's not talk about that.
I guess because girls are... I guess it's not promiscuous, but it's just like...
No, but because guys, like from the get-go, we're taught to like, don't ever, ever see another guy's dick.
If you do, your eyes will melt.
You will probably be better off killing yourself.
Have you seen Indiana Jones? It will be like that. Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's what seeing a dick is like.
What?
The entire movie.
Oh, and that reminds me of porn.
I'm referencing scenes.
It reminds me of the end of the movie where the ghosts come out of the thing.
Oh, got it.
You're
that
young.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Because you've never seen Indiana Jones.
Back when I was young, we watched movies. They weren't in 3D.
But that's another thing. Okay, so I was watching, let's talk about porn for a minute.
Oh, yes.
Okay. A recurring subject.
Can't imagine why.
I was watching this porn, and you know, you're getting into it, because... That's another problem. It's like when you watch porn on the internet, you get so selective, right? Because there's so much, right? If you're like, Blake, you could drive, here are the cars you can pick from, and there's like red, blue, or green. It's like, okay, blue or green or whatever, right? But on the internet, Blake, there are a million and one kinds of cars. You can be super discerning, right? You have these ridiculous standards that shouldn't exist, right? Anyway, so you finally find what you're looking for, okay,
right,
to
right.
use some vague language. I was jerking off. You finally find what you're looking for.
I'm listening.
And
then what happened?
Has this ever happened to you where you're getting into a video and then, uh-oh, she took her pants off, there's a penis.
Oh, dear God.
And what do you do? You're like, oh, God damn it.
No, that actually has never happened to me.
Normally, I pay attention to the title where it says, like, hot chick with big cock gets ready to make out with other girls.
No, but sometimes really it's not always clear. You know?
Oh my God. Well,
sure, she looks a little like Jamie Lee Curtis, but that's part of the appeal.
You need to go to a more specific pornography website.
I'm at everything.awful.net.
Well, it's one of those cruel moments of pornography, right? These moments where like you live with it because it happens, right? Because you've got other ones too, right? Mm-hmm. You've got the one where you're getting into it, right? It's a good angle, and then all of a sudden the camera shifts and it's just a dude's asshole and his nuts, and then just a shaft going in and out.
I don't get that. To me,
nobody has ever liked that.
To me, what's hot is like watching the whole process, right?
Is that
seeing
so?
The whole lady enjoying it?
Yeah. Wow!
Right, that's fun. It's not looking.
This is insight I've never heard.
What if we zoom? Oh man, let's zoom in till you just see like it's just you see one half of one pube. Oh, the ultimate.
Oh, God.
Or the guy's like, I'm gonna pull out and show you what her insides look like. I don't ever want to see that.
Right. Who's ever. This guy who's like, I can only get off to inside.
Oh my God.
If I ever do have sex, I'll need another woman standing over
watching?
Me with her vagina open.
You, I'm very concerned. What kind of G-rated porn are you watching?
Yeah, what are you watching?
This is a daily occurrence in the life of a guy.
Now, this is certainly not the first time we talked about this on the show.
It's really not, but I have a list of problems that are like this.
Oh, okay. We'll get to this in a minute.
So the porn angle, the dude's butthole. I don't know. You know, there's a moment in a guy's experience with watching films of an adult oriented nature where there's no stopping.
What?
Nature's about to take its course.
Okay, sure.
And you hope that you've timed it well.
Oh, dear God.
And then all of a sudden you hear something like, oh, yeah, baby, I'm going to come on your face.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, no. Or even worse than that. where a guy is about to finish, and it's you see one of two things, like either you've accidentally timed it where the guy in the porn is getting off, and he like pulls out, and you are
oh dear God
going when the guy's going, and that's not creepy.
That's strange.
We're bros, man.
Yeah,
right?
Man. No, it's just later. You can watch me. You know, or you see the guy's face, like his face in orgasmic pain. As you are, and you're like, no, please.
Timing, so bad.
Timing is, and sometimes, honestly, because I've had the same problem, that's why I like when I'm like, all right.
Because I've had the same problem.
This is getting real here. But like, if I know I'm getting near the end, I mean, I'll do a little scrubbing through. I'll make sure there's scrubbing. Which part do I want to end on?
Yeah, no,
it's
you're
not,
right.
It's not.
You're right. You're right. No, yeah.
Sometimes it's just weird. We're changing angles, and it's like, God damn it.
Or you'll make a note. You'll be like, no, I'm coming back to that part later.
Oh, my God.
I will bookmark that in my mind.
She made a reference to Mark Twain when she was getting off.
Okay.
Why would I want that?
Now, girl Blake, now this has been a key question that we've asked on the show before.
Oh no.
Do you enjoy watching porn? Do you do it regularly?
I am. Oh my God. I'm never going to be able to run for public office. Ever. Holy fucking shit.
Okay.
No.
You have no idea what we're talking about. It's so foreign.
Enjoy porn? Yes, I do. Of course I do.
Okay. It sounds like there's a butt, though.
No, there's no butt at all.
So you watch it every day, just...
Not every day.
Click it
Definitely
up.
Not every day.
Every you other got a
day,
preference?
Click it up. Every 3 days, click
it. Yes, I have my preferences. True story. But that's not necessarily something I'm willing
every
to 28
to 34
right
hours?
Of course I do. I mean, I think everyone watches porn.
I've known girls who are like, it's just, I'm not into it. I do.
Yeah, I
have fantasies in my mind.
Blake, I think they are very much lying to you. That is complete bullshit.
I've heard this from a lot of folks.
I don't know, man.
I've got my own mind games.
The idea? No. Fuck that. No one's that goddamn creative.
Okay, so it's a visual orientation thing then.
It absolutely is. Definitely is.
I was going to say, I know people that tell you that, regardless of their sex, are lying.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have a male roommate here who swore that he never watched porn.
That's ridiculous.
And that he didn't ever masturbate, but that sometimes it happened when he took a shit.
What? I'm so confused.
That's a real thing. If he, I hope
that
he doesn't
is
hear that.
What? Oh, my God. I hope he does
just saying,
hear that. That is awful.
What? Look at that.
Excuse
what?
Me? Seriously? Wow.
That just happened.
Wow.
Hope God's not disappointed.
Holy fucking shit.
Well, I have a question for you, and this is a very serious
question.
Sure,
go for it.
So guys have these sort of fat paws, if you will. these issue AIs. A pun.
Very funny.
You know, like when you're masturbating or whatever. Does that ever happen for a girl where you're rubbing the love button, and then all of a sudden it's like the girl takes a shit or something? I mean, obviously that would be a threat. But is there a thing where you're like, oh God, I just got off to the girl, like, talking
Well, I mean, I guess.
Do you ever have the poor timing problem we were discussing earlier?
No, I haven't necessarily. But
she's clearly not jerked off that much.
Yeah, really.
Well, it depends. I guess it depends on. Wow.
It depends on, yes.
I guess it depends on how you necessarily do it, right? Like if you're watching, right? Yeah, I think I might need another swig of that.
There's the wine bottle.
If you're watching porn and then you get off to it, if you're watching porn while you're getting off to it.
Oh, I see. So you store it up in the bank and you're like, I'm going to play that shit back later. And then you go and, light candles, get in the tub or something. What is it that ladies do? You're nodding like I got it right on the head.
I wish my face could translate to the internet and sound. Look, the bank for me stopped working around like 17. When I saw streaming, I was like, I could see real people fucking, or I could have some sort of like shitty, staticky memory in my head.
Because sometimes theater of the mind, that's what radio and podcasting is.
Wow.
Theater of the mind.
Let's each of us make orgasm noises now.
No, not
so everyone
not
can enjoy it.
Not
it's for the listeners.
I'm
Come
not,
on.
I am
on
not
the count of three. No, I mean, yeah, I do. I can't imagine ever trying to masturbate in the bathtub with candles, though. I'm going to be honest, like, the golden rule. If it can't happen in 15 minutes, it's just another day. Another day.
Wow.
Well, not like the end of it. I mean, if I'm not starting in 15, like, if I have to run a warm bath, light some candles, maybe some incense, put on some Barry White, there needs to be another person involved.
Dude, that's one thing about soul music, just to... Let's just lightly transition out of this awful topic.
Yes, let's please do that.
When you hear, like, I was in this restaurant the other day and they had on, you know, classic hits of soul from the 60s and 70s. I don't know. This is not a joke. You hear
Rock
that music
hard.
You want to fuck people. And I don't understand.
People.
I don't know what it is. Why is it that you hear like Barry White and it's like, I need to start having sex? Is that conditioned by
think we have absolutely been conditioned, definitely, by all of those horrible, horrible commercials.
Maybe so.
No, I think Barry White trained his voice to control sexual organs. He went to a monk in the mountains for centuries.
He's a...
centuries? Why centuries? Is he
really? Goddamn.
What about mustaches? Who invented the mustache?
Oh, dear God. Some horrible son of a bitch did.
Are mustaches ever a good idea?
Well, it depends.
Not on women, obviously.
Obviously not.
You have to have a full mustache to make a statement.
But
otherwise, you just look like a weenie who can't grow one.
That, yes. Well, that is part of my annual mustache marathon that I run by myself.
The Monday Mustache Marathon Madness, man.
That's legit.
For 30 consecutive days, I don't shave my upper lip, and I remind myself why it's important to do that if I ever want to enjoy the company of females at any point.
But yeah, I have the same problem. It's like it comes in a little, but it's like.
But even if
I'm
you
done.
Can,
this is it. This is all you
have. Have you ever seen just a mustache and been like, "Oh, good idea"?
No, yeah,
slamming. I want that.
No, I have
Maybe
not.
You see it and you think, "Oh, that's funny."
Right? Yeah. Ironically, you like it, but
horrible.
I don't think anybody, but beards are different, right?
Beards are
yes,
different.
Yes, beards
you can
are
have
totally
some
fucking
nice
different.
Stubble. And even if you have like the stubble and it goes with the beard, that works, right?
Mm-hmm. I love a beard.
Okay, so
it's
that
good
makes
news.
Sense.
Think about all
I
the cool
look at
people.
Because otherwise, it's like me and him talking about how much we like beards.
And I have a big beard, so it's like I'm obviously a fan. Well, think about it, across all of human history, all the cool people that had beards.
Yeah, right.
And maybe they had
Bob
a mustache
Vila.
With the beard. The what?
Hot.
Bob Vila. That's not the first name I thought of in the list of all of human history.
Sexy.
But sure, Bob Vila. Yeah. God damn. Nobody
sorry.
Has ever had just a mustache mm-hmm. and done something awesome.
Now, Mark Twain now, had
I'm
a mustache.
Saying, excuse me. Well, he had a little something.
Did he have a little something
on.
Down there?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Absolutely
I'm
did.
Referring to his pubic hair, apparently.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Mark Twain's pubic
there's
hair.
There's that as well.
I think we'd be referencing mm-hmm. that when we started.
Hot.
I mean, everyone that I think of that ever had just a mustache gets snidely whiplash. Nobody wants to be that guy.
Right, you don't want that. Or you don't want the 70s porn star.
Oh, definitely
stash.
Not. Definitely not.
Yeah, they really
the
are.
The only way you, I think you can
like
get
if
away
it's a
with
goatee,
it.
Goatee, maybe. Or
if you
it
have,
works,
if you have like
work
chops
with
and a mustache, like yeah. the whatever
go
that
with
is.
The beard.
If you work at yeah. Urban Outfitters. Sorry.
If you work at Urban Outfitters, no,
so
then
bad.
You should
is
definitely
that
not.
Beard Central Station.
No, that's Mustache Central Station.
It is indeed.
V-necks and mustaches.
True story.
I have a question mm-hmm. about culture because, you know, I mean, in our culture.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Beards and mustaches. I mean, they're in and out of our culture. But And, you know, what am I trying to say? Let me back up here for a second.
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
Wait, are beards ever really out, though? I might challenge you on that.
What do you mean, are they really out?
Point to a time in the last 150 years when there hasn't been at least one cool person in popular culture with a big beard.
I love a beard. Can I say that the stubble leading up to a beard, though, like, that's legitimately,
it's like a happy trail to the mouth.
Very favorite part of it. Like,
really?
Oh, 100% definitely.
Man, that one itches really
bad. I love some, like, stubble scruffiness.
Just a little, though.
Good
if it's,
news.
I mean, because look at Ben.
Great
he looks like Santa Claus.
I look like I have never been out of the mountains except for this podcast.
Well, here's the one. Okay.
Because I haven't.
I was watching this stuff about Japan the other day, and it was fascinating to me how different Japanese culture just entirely is different from not just American culture, but all Western culture.
Sure.
Even it's like totally different from Chinese. It's so strange. Like you watch these videos of, for instance, they have these things called idols in Japan where like, it's sort of like our American Idol or, you know, Britney Spears, our celebrities, but they have this one that's called a virtual idol. Her name is Hatsune Miku. And she is a virtual character, and recently they projected her into 3D space, and she sings songs with a synthetic voice.
You're shitting me.
How does that what is so different about your culture that can exist, and it doesn't in our culture? And also, you can, like, buy women's undergarments in, like, vending machines. Like, why is Japan so weird?
They have
more fun.
Well, they've taken sex, like, very, like, to the point where it's, like, you know, I mean, like, it's just an everyday object, I think.
Is it?
To be totally honest
with you.
You're
trying to say that Japan is more sexually liberated than...
Oh, 100%.
Well, okay, I guess in America, but than the
absolutely.
Rest of the Western world?
Well, I'm not saying that. I don't have
but
the
really
education to say that.
But you really think sex has anything to do with a Final Fantasy-looking character singing pop songs?
I think
with 100,000 other people?
Maybe. I don't know, but I certainly think it has to be.
She's not unattractive. She has breasts. Like, they're not like, big is beautiful, whatever.
Right? She's not unattractive. She's not a real person, so she's obvious. Blake. Blake.
Bad
yes, she's hot.
Boy
I
Blake.
Would totally hit
Boy
it.
Blake.
Give me my lawnmower man glasses, and I will go in there. And
when are we going to get that? I want it. The virtual reality in my
Do we have to be
brain,
slow
sex?
like that guy did to be the lawnmower man?
Yeah, didn't they have that in like Minority Report where it's like you go to these like hangouts and you get virtual reality sex? When is that happening?
Yeah, that sounds not
I could
not
use some
hot
of that right now. Ladies,
dear
feedback
God.
At BigHotShow.com.
Horrible.
You know, we always announce feedback at Big Hot Show, but has anybody, have we gotten
any
emails
this
week? Gotten emails this
We're getting
week?
To them soon. Here,
okay, just making sure.
Do you have any more notes on your list there for us?
Well, I have an important thing that we like to do.
Oh, God.
Oh,
every week.
How soon I forget. Why don't you say it so we can... Oh, or am I even? We're not even going to use the sound effects anymore. I'll throw them in there.
Yeah, whatever. I don't
okay,
really care.
Here we go. Say it for us.
It's time for Ben's hypothetical of the week.
All right, what do we got?
Well, this one's actually kind of profound because, that's an overstatement. I'm giving myself way too much credit with that. This one does not have anything to do with mismatched sexual organs.
No, I don't believe it.
And no polio.
I don't believe it either. Like,
this is a legitimate hypothetical.
This is that prefacing thing he was talking about earlier.
Yeah, so it's going to be something real racist.
Right. True story. True story.
All right. If you, through whatever mechanism, a genie or a wizard or just science or something, they said you can have one of two scenarios, and you have to pick one of these two.
All right.
So maybe it's for your child or for yourself. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You could have what would be a truly beautiful face. I mean, a face that all other human beings would find attractive.
And this is for your child.
But the body is going to be all fucked up and decrepit and have like health problems and like the arms will be misshapen.
That's
and
unfortunate.
You got a fin for a hand.
A fin for... Now, whoa. That's great. That's pretty fucking out there. You're not just saying
pretty
unattractive.
Goddamn awful.
No, it's not just like you have a dumpy fuck body.
You're like physically mangled
in
some way.
You look like something Tim Burton jacked off to.
Oh, dear God.
But the face is beautiful.
Right.
Or
you could have an outstanding body that every person of whatever sexual orientation you so desire would find attractive.
Oh,
or for the kid.
Easy peasy.
But your face... would look okay. Have you ever seen the sandworms on Tremors? It's that
easy peasy.
Oh, you can totally speak.
Sandworms can't speak.
Well, I mean,
they got like the tri flap. That how do they talk?
They got a tongue. Okay. What about this? Maybe it's like the sandworms in Beetlejuice because I know they have tongues and they have eyeballs too, so they can totally see.
Well, the sandworms.
yeah, or the dune
sand. You got a sandworm face.
Okay, but, sandworm face. Fine,
but,
we got it.
But
moving
a body
on.
And if a big dick is something you're concerned with, or big breasts or whatever, that.
Okay.
What do you take?
This seems easy.
Easy, so easy.
Yeah, you would obviously take the body.
Absolutely, you would. Body. Thank you. Absolutely.
Right, because, I'm just going to wear a mask.
Seriously?
For my whole life.
Thank you. Butterface. Go, all day long.
Are you ready for this?
Love it.
I go face.
What?
No,
why?
Oh, yeah, this is.
Now, here's
why
the
here's fuck
one.
Would you
here's
go
one.
Face? That's
why?
Ridiculous.
No, this is so stupid. There's no
Thank
one
you.
Would pick face.
There is no contest. No contest.
Marcus would pick face.
What the hell?
Here's why. Here's why. Here's my reason.
No contest.
You bank on technology being able to build an artificial body of some sort.
No, that's silly, because I bank on technology.
Wait, that's silly?
Yes. That is absolutely silly.
That is
sandworm face
Could
woman?
Could you imagine?
That's silly?
No, it's
point,
silly.
The point of the hypothetical is you take it seriously,
no,
all right?
I know, and it is serious. So it's not silly that I'm banking on... If technology, if there is such a thing...
If I were louder, I'd talk over you, but
no,
I'm not.
No, you don't get to.
It's unfortunate.
You are a second-class citizen.
Sure. Asshole.
No, but I'm trying... Let me explain, and then you
go
can...
Go ahead,
you
go ahead.
And we'll go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I let you drink a lot of wine. Thank you
much. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so indebted.
If technology is to the point where a doctor, for whatever fucking maniacal reason, gives you that sort of either or, presumably they have the ability to give you at least some sort of like Krang from Ninja Turtles thing going on, right? And I don't know if you guys remember, but Krang lived in the Technodrome.
You just want to be Krang. That's what this is all about.
Can I...
But with a beautiful fucking face.
Can I?
God, with a Johnny Depp.
Can I just say
that?
You can
model with a beautiful body. You can be an actor with a beautiful body.
Can I interject? Hello. Okay, so if the doctor is so compelled to give you a brand new fucking body, why the fuck couldn't he give you a brand new face? That's the way that I feel about
also,
it. How can they
make,
reinvent
like
an entire body? It would take so much less science to reinvent your fucking face.
I don't think so at all.
Think about
how expressive the
Seriously?
Human face is.
Oh,
think
fuck
about,
that. Fuck expression, so long as it looks decent.
Right. You forget that.
Like,
no, but then
matter.
You go to smile and it's like...
Right?
This is like, this is like women in the Middle East have the same thing. You know, they wear the shroud over the face. It's like, who cares?
Thank you, exactly.
Well, wait, so with them it doesn't matter either way. They just be a mannequin walking around.
Oh, dear God.
Middle Eastern men probably think.
It's, oh, they all look like the Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he gets his skin burned off. But they have sexy eyes.
Yes.
Ooh, I tied in all sorts of
eyes.
Racism and misogyny.
You did.
Futurism.
Absolutely
all into
did.
If this is
True
real,
story.
And we're not assuming there's Android parts, if it happened today, right?
Oh, if it's just either
I'm saying
or.
It happened today and it's a miracle that it happened and you have a sandworm face and you still live. It wasn't
body.
Some freak of technology.
Taking the body.
If it happened today, you would not be able to get Android body parts, right?
Yeah.
So you would go for the face because then you could hide it easier. Just from a logistical standpoint, you can hide a face easier than a body.
Oh God damn!
Thank you so much.
No, I would take the body all day long.
Right.
Wait, you think Marcus? Marcus disagrees with you.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus,
yeah. I think it's a mix up here.
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus.
Marcus has been quiet.
You would take the face. Why?
Because you can hide your body. Easier than you can hide your face and get away with it. You can't walk around with just like some horrible mask
Dude,
covering
that would
your face
be cool.
for a while, and then people would be
yeah,
like,
but
well,
you're
"What's
like,
wrong
that's
with your
like
face?"
Your thing.
And then
like,
they'd
let's say
always
you
want
to be a guitar player, like that's your thing. You're the guitar
like
player
Phantom
with
of the
mask.
Opera. Phantom of the Opera. Dude had the weird burned up face, right? And
right.
at the end, like nobody would let him get away with it. She was like, "I have to see," and she just tormented him, and then he like imprisoned her. It didn't work out.
Well, I mean, Stephen Hawking's never really been handsome, but he's got a shitty body. Well, he's kind of got a shitty face too, but his,
true fucking
his,
story.
But his
seriously?
But his body is just beyond all repair.
Man, Stephen Hawking is going to be very upset when he hears this.
He's
podcast.
Not going to be offended.
I know.
Well, I guess part of the concern would have to be how the brain is held up as well. I didn't specify.
Well,
that.
We assume that you're going to have normal thinking.
Well, I don't know. Do we?
Abilities.
But do we? Maybe that's
no,
part
that's
of it.
What that was assumed.
Well, that's
I think.
Part of it. That's a totally different question.
Right? Yeah. And then you're changing the question entirely.
Well, no, okay. I'll, let's add this then to make it more
all
complicated.
Right.
Okay. Screw
let's go for it.
With the head. You have a at least a good, if not a great brain, but you have organ problems. Fucking weak heart.
Oh my god, this is so fucking complicated.
This is awful. This has gotten to
well,
the
I have to make
right.
it
it's
easy.
Like how bad organ really? Problems, how good. This is nonsense.
And then on
nonsense,
Wednesdays, you don't
nonsense.
Use coupons at all.
He did say, however, that we had a sandworm face, so I mean, it starts out of right. nonsense anyway.
So to recap, I'm for hot body.
Give me the sexy
body.
Face.
Sexy face,
hot
body.
Body, most definitely.
Face.
And hot face. All right, The jury's out. I think we got to get some feedback from the listeners.
Send us an email.
Feedback at bighotshow.com. We'll recap this ongoing important debate.
Very Everyone's controversial. Very
Ben's
serious.
Really shallow. Actually, I guess we're all shallow. That none of us had any qualm with giving our kids some what? Fucked up destiny.
Yeah, abortion was not an option.
Yeah, like, I just give up.
Wait, that was for my child?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Well, you can't go back and retroactively give your own self.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, yeah, that definitely doesn't make sense. Well, it definitely makes a lot more sense to give my kid a sandworm face.
You know what? Cleft lip would have been a more sensible
Absolutely.
Like, thing
I think
to say
so.
Than sandworm
I think
face.
So.
Well, I mean, look.
Nope, sandworm face. It's already
last time it was a sexy nurse that was a polar bear. So I'm trying to make it a little more realistic.
Really?
Here.
Wow.
All right. I just one more thing I wanted to bring up before we get to feedback. I went home and I spent a lot of time with my family, and I just graduated college. And it's like, man, I never really realized this, but like my family treats me, my extended family and even my immediate family treats me a lot different now. It's like I'm a grown up. I mean, awesome. Still unemployed. Don't worry, guys. I'm still a fuck up. But, you know, I'm talking to my grandmother and it's like, you're in the cool club now. It's like, oh, hey, Blake. We're all getting wasted. I mean, she doesn't say this, but it's like all of your relatives here are getting wasted and you should too. Is that how it is like with you guys? You go home and it's like, oh, you're in the club. You should get shit faced with us.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, totally. The moment I graduated college, suddenly I was privy to all this information.
Yeah, right.
Like
that's
my parents were like, do you want to know what happened between 1970 and 1985?
Yeah, exactly. Like everybody's talking shit about one another that you were never like, in on. It's amazing.
I've been previous like to this kind of knowledge since I was like 15, though. So
well, then it's not as fun. I guess it was fun.
No, it was baller.
I know you well enough to know that my parents had way stranger things to tell me than
certainly.
Yours did.
Most certainly,
so there's a reason
definitely.
They held off.
But there's the thing, though. Like I've been drinking with my God, I probably shouldn't say this on air. But I've been drinking with my family, however, since I was
but
younger
in a responsible way, not like
right?
you go out.
No, definitely. I never got hammered with
them
at all.
Not gonna be like you're gonna get. Smashed
but
I got to sit.
I got to sit at the big kid table, right? At like family gatherings, etc. We're all Catholic. I mean, so they're all Catholic.
They all
drink a lot. So
there's probably families that are super strict and don't. They're like super religious, and that really blows because like
it does blow.
It's like
bad.
Okay, I have to go hang out with my family, but I get to drink. Mm-hmm. If they're super Christian, I get to go hang out with my family. And I get to hang out with my family.
That's awful.
That's
awful.
All you got,
right? Exactly.
My dad's mom like found Christ somewhere along the way. And it like, well, I mean, his parents got divorced when he was like 40, so it didn't matter. And so my dad's dad and new wife and stuff, whenever they had family reunions, awesome, right? Yeah. Like my parents and I'd get fucking drunk and it's cool.
Sure.
We'd go to my dad's mom's house and it was like, we're going to watch the news.
Oh, dear.
And not even the good news.
The Fox News.
Like the Fox News.
The
yeah.
Fox News.
And my grandmother is
the 700
super,
Club.
Super conservative, and she's Mississippi, you know. Yeah.
But she died, so it's totally
sense.
Cool. Now I don't have to do that.
Probably because she watched Fox News.
Well, probably.
Or see, like my grandmother used to debate me on politics. Or not debate me, but she used to just say ridiculous shit on politics all the time.
That is unfortunate.
It's like, now I feel like I'm old enough to call her out on shit. But it's like, hey, grandma, well, I was thinking she might even... She finds this.
Because she'll do that when Glenn Beck links to it.
But she, you know, it's like, oh, Grandma, you know, if we just, she, you know, wants to, no government spending at all. You know, the budget is everything. You know, we got to slash all these nonsense entitlement programs. It's like, do you like roads? Should we have roads?
Hey, Grandma, do you like that Medicare you have?
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I know you're a big fan of the military because my grandfather's in the military, my dad's in the military. It's like, we have 13 Nimitz-class aircraft carriers, the largest in the world. The next largest country has 3. Do you think maybe we could just not make one more of those and take that money and fund all of domestic spending for the next 5 years? No, we need defense. Blake, I tell you what, it's that college has done liberaled you up. It's liberaled you up, Blake. And it's like... What does that mean?
You learn how numbers work.
College with its knowledge and problem solving skills and sympathy for human beings. It's queered me up.
Well, and you do love getting naked in front of old men now.
There's that. Yeah,
it's just
definitely.
Like childhood.
Oh, no, dear God.
Anyway, so...
Now you're at the big kid's table, though.
I don't know if you guys do this, but it's really fun to me now to ask your parents not only about when they started dating and stuff.
Oh, no.
Because, like, they were my age, but, like, you could get to ask them about their sex life now. That's not taboo at all. I mean, I guess in my family it's not, because I joke around all the
time. Wait, like with them, like the together?
Right, we were out at dinner and I was like, okay, so how often are you guys fucking now?
Wow. And well, there's that. You could definitely do that, I guess. Well, I would really like, rather like, not we are know at that. Dinner. Definitely
I'm like, okay,
not.
What about anal sex?
How
often? Holy shit, Blake.
And my mom was like, Blake,
why do you
I don't
want
to say
know
nothing,
this?
But we don't do that. And I was like, oh, come on. I mean, you've been banging the same dude for 30 years now. His dick has never slipped in your ass once. Not once. Just logistically, that should... a couple could have...
Sometimes you park in the wrong spot.
Right? Yeah.
And she's like,
Daisy.
Blake... And this is exactly how she said it. I wrote it down because it was so funny. She was like, Blake, why would I want to put a dick in where doo-doo comes out?
Wow.
Well, now that you put it that way, Mom. It doesn't make a lot of sense, Mom. You're right.
Yowza.
But do you ever talk to your parents, anybody, about their sex life?
Not together, but no. I've had, luckily my dad's retired, so he'll never need another job, so I can say this on I was talking to my dad, and he'd been married before, and I have a sister that's from his first marriage, and he was explaining that he and his first wife separated, and then he moved to another town to go get in a PhD program, start back into graduate school. And his ex-wife came down, and he was living in a house with three other female graduate students.
Oh, wow.
And his ex-wife comes up, and she says, you know, I'd like to talk. You know, it's been a couple years. Maybe we could try to work things out. Mm-hmm. And he's telling me this, and I can imagine him in my head in, like, 1979 doing this. He says, oh, I'm not really interested in that. See, I've found some new things, and I'm discovering some new things that I like in life. All right, my dad is 64 now.
Your dad is good looking, and, by the way.
Very, whoa. Screech? Wait, excuse me, what?
Sorry.
You think he's a 64-year-old guy is good looking?
And no, he's legitimately very good looking.
I can say this because he is my dad. He's a handsome guy. He
really
has aged real
like,
well.
He's doing well for himself.
Can we get a picture of him and put him on the website?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll get him on the next podcast. Now we have to do it at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. He goes to bed by like 5.
Shots of Metamucil. But... So he's telling me this. We're in the kitchen. My mom's in the living room. This is before he knew my mom. And I looked at him and I said, Dad, did you just tell me that you had orgies with your female roommates? And he goes, and we did lots of cocaine at the same time.
Very nice. Very nice.
I didn't get to hear those stories when I was 18 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you grow up and you get to be a grown-up now. It's fun.
Well, see, like, my parents, though, like, my dad's, like, a totally different situation than my mother, obviously. But she speaks...
A penis and
well,
she
there's
has-
that, right? Exactly. No, but she speaks in euphemisms. Mm-hmm. And so the way that she refers to sex, actually, which is really strange...
Wait, is it going to bed?
No, not at all. It's,
oh, it's
playing
so much
cards. Playing cards. True story.
Why
true
have I not
fucking
been going
story.
To the bar and asking and girls is, if they want to play cards?
Yeah, no, I'm not even joking. Like it's real life. And so anytime that we talk about like various card games, etc., like it's just never like euphemism.
Oh,
for
so
sex.
Like there are even different card games. Mm-hmm, for, like,
most definitely
this kind and that
well,
kind.
Well, like
of sex.
Poker, right? Poker, you plan on it being
you plan
this,
on
like
her.
Not quite.
What is but, blackjack?
But you, we haven't gotten
it's
to
where,
that necessarily.
Where doo-doo comes out.
But no.
Wait, what is go fish?
You don't want to know.
No, but poker's like a scheduled game, right? So you have like, you know, various players that play
so
all the time, et cetera. And
orgies?
So, not quite. Whenever I talk to her, right, about sex, et cetera, it's in the format of poker because it means that I have a scheduled player. It means that this is a serious situation, et cetera. However, if I were playing like Battle or Go Fish, like it's a totally different
no,
dynamic.
Battle
and,
makes it sound
oh
like you
God.
In a very different situation.
Horrible. Like horrible, horrible.
Poker is like the nice one. And then you got just...
Battle, right. You just got it coming
no,
at you left and right.
You got old maid where everybody's dressing up.
Oh no, so bad.
Or just
so,
Blake and an old woman together.
It's very strange. Yeah. It is very strange.
I didn't think you guys would find out about my old maid. Anyway, oh man, I had one more thing I wanted to say about old people
what's
fucking
that?
And I can't remember
oh,
what
dear.
It is now.
You know, I'm okay that you forgot that.
Hey, that's do you think, you know how guys are real insecure? Well, not all guys, but like
most
there's
guys.
There's a thing for guys about like dick size, right?
I suppose. Sure.
When you get real old, where do you think the cutoff is that it matters?
What do you
because
mean?
Like, I don't, like, first of all, let me preface this by saying like I really could not care less because you can't change your dick size without some sort of frightening medical procedure.
Right.
But you can use mirrors and magnifying. There are, I'm just saying.
I've seen the ad for Extends. That bastard is happy. But at some point, like an old guy, say there's just a guy who's just like, like every night he's just like, I wish my dick was bigger. There has to be a point where he's just like, 68. If not anybody happy. Looks at it, I'm happy.
And at 68 too, you have to also like remember that you're probably sleeping with women who are like, you know, I mean, at the youngest, 58, right?
Oh, not necessarily.
You just said you wanted to fuck a 64-year-old man.
I'd like to sleep with Ben's dad. I just said he was a good-looking old man.
I know what the hypothetical for next week is.
Not at all.
The girl who just said, "Oh, anybody can be beautiful for any reason, anytime, anywhere."
Anyone can. Do
guys ever get insecure about their testicles?
I don't know.
That's the future, testicle enlargement. I got the biggest balls you've ever seen, baby.
Well, like, I don't know because I have not been seeking it out, but you always hear like, old guys, their balls, they just hang low. Uh-huh. Is that a point of pride?
Well, you know, Dave Chappelle has that joke about Botox in his balls. Yeah. Wants to get them smooth.
Oh, dear God.
Do you suck balls? Suck these balls?
Well, before we get on to any more ball talk, perhaps we should start to wrap things up. So we'll go ahead and head over to our feedback and emails from the last week.
Uh-huh.
We got a bunch. I'm only going to read. People are animals. I'm only reading two of these.
Remember, if you have more questions or concerns or you really are disappointed with the change in format.
God knows I am. Dear Big Hot Show, this is from Glenn M.
He might be listening.
If you had to grudge fuck... I'm sorry, I read the other one. But okay, I'll get to that one in a minute. If you had to fuck an animal,
oh dear,
but got to choose the animal, which animal would you have sex with and why?
Oh my God, this is too.
Wait,
who is this from?
Glenn M.
Glenn M.
Hi, Glenn.
I don't think it's really Glenn M.
I think it is Glenn M.
I think it is Glenn M. Okay, we'll see. Well.
So
it sounds like something.
I know
if
you had to fuck any animal, what would it be?
Oh dear.
Hopefully a human looking animal.
Right,
well,
exactly.
If it's a
mammal.
Duck, you just become a statistic, right?
right. Touche. Very funny.
I don't know.
Is there like a hot monkey that is sort of sort of human looking?
A hot monkey.
Is there like an orangutan that's looking,
with big tits? Do monkeys even have breasts?
I don't, you know.
Like I'm sure they have.
We have ridiculous breasts because
we've
been fascinated with them for decades. But I guess animals have the same thing too.
I suppose
they've
maybe
been fascinated with them for the last 60 years.
Okay, definitely not a small animal. It would have to be at least human size for me.
If it's something that's aggressive, will it kill me?
Right.
Well, I think it's assumed in the stipulation that it's not going to murder you.
I'm thinking polar bear.
You're back to the polar bear again.
Dear.
Well, look, a grizzly bear, even if it's nice, that's scary.
I'm going hot monkey.
But a polar bear, you could at least go swimming together later.
No, you're that's not going to go hang out
that's
with this.
That's stupid. Why would I fuck a polar bear?
You are so stupid.
I am real stupid.
Girl,
right.
What have you got?
Genuinely, I have no idea.
Oh, come
I'm like,
on. You
no, no, no.
Something.
I keep thinking about it, and like, I'm very concerned.
What about a lion?
A lion?
Ben's dad.
You know what?
That's
a
the
lion.
Animal.
My dad kind of looks like a lion.
All right. I'm down for that.
Yeah, you fuck my dad if he was a lion.
Whoa, wait. No, there's something to that. Like a lion or a tiger, like an aggressive looking. I can see, you know, I guess they
I like
have
that.
She said she likes beards. Lion's got a big old head beard.
True story. And I love an aggressive man, so why not?
I guess that makes sense, kind of.
And he could sounds like tickle good. Your back door with his tail.
You know what?
Well, all right, we got to move on to our next email. It comes from Marty. Dear, this is our last one. We have got to end this show before it just runs off the mountain.
Yeah,
dear Big
that.
Hot Show host, if you could grudge fuck any famous person, who would it be?
Really?
Grudge
oh,
fuck.
God.
Only one?
So it had to be, I guess grudge fuck is just like an angry fucking.
Oh, that's a hate. That's like a hate.
Now,
fuck.
Do I hate? Is this a person I have to hate them and fuck them
I
because
really
I hate
hope
them? Or like,
that my mom
we just have like mean,
this.
Angry sex.
No, no grudge fuck is like you have a reason that you want to fuck them.
Okay, so
it
couldn't be like, oh, Halle Berry, but I'm mad when I'm doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that's not fair. No, definitely not that.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Somebody I really hate. Hopefully a lady, right? I wouldn't pick a dude.
But if you think about it, like, if you really
hate a lot of ladies that I hate in the world of celebrities.
But like, think about it, like, if you hated a really, like, quote unquote straight guy in Hollywood or whatever,
right,
and like, what would be worse for his career than the fact that he got grudge fucked?
Oh, that's true.
By true story. A guy.
That's true.
Definitely.
Oh, well, that plays an element then. Ooh, I don't know.
And you're not like, he's not fucking you back, presumably.
Oh, who's somebody in Hollywood I hate? I don't know.
I hate Tyra Banks, right? But maybe I don't necessarily know that I grudge fuck her.
Famous person.
Famous person.
So this could be
anybody.
We should probably just think people who are alive, right?
Historical. Well, are you thinking about Mark Twain? Is that? Are you going back there?
I don't know.
You know that mustache beard thing is getting me going. I don't know.
Oh man, Jesus done. That would ruin everything, wouldn't it?
Might make everything a lot more fun, actually.
Right, like right when he's coming back, it's like boom. Right, he's coming out and then of the he's cave, like, everybody's actually, watching. Y'all look how gay this dude is.
But then think about how great that would
me.
Be.
Either way, I don't care.
Christianity would be all about rainbows and festivals and tasty drinks, dancing.
Love it.
Yeah, then I was thinking about it. The historical thing is a bad idea. Let's keep it present day. Seems like there's somebody I'm just blindly forgetting about that I hate so much with the... Fire of a Thousand Suns.
Can we just say also that
I'm going Sarah Palin? That's obvious.
Oh, fuck. That's so obvious.
Oh, but God, true. that would be a sweet revenge fuck.
But then you know that might that fuck, somehow whatever. She's such a weird celebrity that might add to her appeal.
No, but she appeals to like I'm a middle class mom and I hunt
that's
grizzly
true.
Bears.
It would ruin her.
I That'd fucked a guy that looks like a grizzly bear. Nobody's gonna vote for her ever.
What?
Because I'd look like a...
You don't look anything like
I look like a
They still
Viking.
Have to be a lot. George
sure,
Bush.
There's that.
Done. Done. Wouldn't that be fucking great? And I've got a sex tape somehow.
All right.
And we're doing the most embarrassing shit of all time.
And right
George,
as I'm watching
George,
it...
George, tie me up and whip me with these things. All
right,
right
as
buddy.
I'm watching it, the camera zooms up and I see Blake's asshole. Point of no return.
And with that, I think we've reached the end of this week's Big Hot Show. Uncensored, uncut, just like
my penis.
True story. True story.
I'm never going to get a job ever again.
You're never going to get laid again.
If you'd like to send us any feedback, hopefully it'll be better than this terrible shit we read this week. It's feedback@bighotshow.com or you can call the listener line. We do have a listener line up. It's 845-BATTLE-9. That's the other podcast, but I'll hear it. I'll know which one. I'll know which goes where.
Yeah, presumably.
Or unless it's like, man, I like dicks and video games. Gotta play it on both. It's 845-BATTLE-9. So from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake.
I'm Ben.
I'm Blake.
No.
I'm Blake.
Your girl.
My name is Blake, and his name is Blakely. Anywho.
And
Marcus.
And we'll see you next time.